Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? In this episode of It Pays to Have Good Credit, we're going to talk about something different. Normally in our podcast episodes, we talk more of, you know, topics in relates to credit building or credit repair or just giving free credit education to those people who are unfamiliar how to build their credit scores or things that affect their credit scores, how to use a credit card, how not to use a credit card, pretty much just giving free information to the general public who may not be too familiar when it comes to credit scores in general. So in this episode, again, I want to do something different and talk more into the actual laws and rules that us as credit repair business owners must follow. You know, recently there has been a few lawsuits with big names in the credit repair industry. Lately, some of the biggest credit repair companies been getting sued for violating some of these rules and laws that we have to follow. Most recently, one of the biggest credit repair softwares that pretty much all business owners use that want to get into the credit repair industry, they purchase the software so they can, you know, pretty much start their credit repair business. They can input their customer names into the system, get their credit reports, pretty much like a CRM system for credit repair. You know, every company has a CRM system where they store their customers' information, they log in, and it's actually how they do their work every single day. So it's pretty much that for credit repair businesses. But what I'm getting at, recently, one of the biggest software companies for the credit repair industry was recently sued by the CFPB, which is Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they were sued for violating laws that, you know, the FTC put out. And these laws are pretty much under the telemarketing sales rule, or TSR, okay? Us as credit repair business owners, we also have to follow CROA, which is Credit Repair Organizations Act. If you are acting as a credit repair organization or you're selling credit repair, you have to follow these laws. It just is what it is. So some things I don't agree with when it comes to the TSR rule, and I'm going to talk about it in detail here. And pretty much for those who may be listening to this episode or watching this episode, if you're on YouTube, I know normally, you know, our customers tune in who may have just basic questions on credit scores, but a lot of you guys may find this video pop up on YouTube, or if you're searching on Spotify on how to start a credit repair business, this episode actually may pop up for you. So for those who are listening or watching, please take note of this. I'm not saying that I'm some type of lawyer or I'm getting this 100% correct. I'm just going to advise what I did with my business to stay in compliance with all of these rules that we have to follow. Because the last thing that I need under my belt right now is some type of crazy lawsuit or getting shut down or saying that I violated some type of law or anything crazy like that. So before we go into detail, okay, let's do a little bit of homework. So years and years and years and years ago, decades ago, credit repair, you know, first started their own little industry here, helping consumers build or fix their credit scores. Now, when it comes to messing up your credit, there is no guarantee to fix your credit. If you mess up your credit, you need to wait 7 years until that stuff falls off. But here's the catch. A lot of those accounts that are on your credit report, a lot of them can be unverified, which happens a lot. There can be wrong information reported under some of those accounts, which causes them to get deleted by the credit bureaus. A lot of times those accounts are incomplete, which requires them to get deleted. Or if you just simply submit a dispute, if it's a debt collection account or a charge-off account, whatever it is, a lot of times the creditor or the reporting company may not even respond to that dispute, which again, the credit bureaus will remove it from your credit report. So that's the whole process with credit repair. You're trying to find ways to get this item removed from the credit report, so that way it's no longer affecting the credit score. So that's all credit repair is. You can either hire a service to do it if you don't have the time, or if you have the time and can go back and forth month by month, you can do it yourself. It's just a service, okay? Now, people got into the credit repair industry and not just remembering that at the end of the day, it's just a service. You know, just like if I wanted to hire someone to cut my grass at my house every single month or every 2 weeks, yes, I can do it myself, but my time is more important. I can be doing, you know, far more important things where I may not have time. Therefore, I will hire someone to cut my grass. Same thing with car detailing. I can wash my truck myself. If I don't have the time or if I don't feel like it, I will hire a detailing service or just go through a little $5 drive-through car wash. It's a service. That's all it is, okay? So when people got into this credit repair space, a lot of bad people, 9 times out of 10, not registered businesses, maybe some, but not all, got into this industry and started making fake ads, you know, ads in the newspaper, things like that. I'm talking decades ago, saying, oh, bad credit, no problem. We can fix it. We can fix your credit in 1 month or fix your credit in 1 week, whatever the case is, pretty much giving false ads. Okay. It gave a really nasty vibe towards the credit repair industry. So if you hear someone say they started a credit repair company, you're already feeling like it's some type of scam just due to the bad information that's out there. So when I go over these laws, I'm not going to say that I don't agree with them, because they should be there because of the bad people that's in this industry. Okay. So these laws definitely have a point. Now, there's one that's recently caught everyone's attention that I'm going to talk about, and I don't agree with it, but I'm also going to tell you why it may be there, okay? So when it comes to starting a credit repair business, you know, you also may have some state laws and things of that nature, but the main government laws that we must follow by the FTC and, you know, things of that nature are the most important. Okay. You definitely don't want to screw yourself by not following those type of laws. Okay. So the very first thing that you need to be aware of is the Credit Repair Organizations Act, CROA, you know, short term known as CROA. Okay. Credit Repair Organizations Act. And in that law there, that article, you know, there's certain things that we must follow. Right here on my laptop, I don't even need to read this because I know it off the top of my head, okay? In the Credit Repair Organizations Act, everything that I just mentioned about people scamming and lying to consumers, that is all part of the act, okay, of the law we must follow. You cannot give fake promises, okay? You cannot say, oh, you got bad credit, I promise to get this removed within a week or two. You know, you don't control that. That is lying. You cannot do that. Okay. Cancellations. You must give your cancellation details in the agreement that you have the consumer sign. You cannot give some type of you cannot offer a contract for credit repair in regards to canceling your subscription or canceling your service. If a customer wants to cancel, they can. In fact, when they sign up, no matter paid or not paid, they have the right to cancel your service within 3 days free of charge. You know, whatever it is, if they paid something, give it back to them. You know, they got 3 days to do so. Now, this is going to lead me to my next thing here when it comes to billing. And I'm going to say this in detail. So this next law that I talk about that's confusing everyone, this is going to make sense. So in CROA, Credit Repair Organizations Act, you cannot charge upfront fees, okay? So if a customer came to you, or let's just say me, since I own the actual credit repair business, if a customer came to me, you cannot tell them in order to sign up for your service, they have to pay something upfront. They have to pay a sign-up fee or a enrollment fee just to get started for your service. You can't do that. You can't pay someone just to enroll with you. What are they paying for? So with Sturgis Credit Repair, we just completely avoided that and just give them a whole free month of service. We send out all of the disputes. We pay for the shipping of their documents. We literally pay for mailing stamps, getting the stuff shipped out, taking it to the post office, time working on this consumer's case. We do all of that the very first month, you know, envelopes, paper, printing, ink, whatever. We do all of that the first month. We don't charge anything. Now, some companies, which isn't bad, you know, one of the biggest credit repair companies out there got sued for charging upfront sign-up fees. Now they offer a 7-day free trial, which again, the law says no advance fees before services are performed, which means this client needs to be enrolled. They need to sign your contract so they know what they're signing up for. They understand what's going to be worked on, and you process the work, okay? From there, you're kind of in compliance with this law. You can kind of do what you need to do as far as billing, okay? Some companies do a 3-day free trial. You know, after the 3-day cancellation period that this customer have to do, they go ahead and, you know, may process a payment just for the first work fee or something like that. A lot of companies offer a 7-day free trial. You know, we decided not to do any of that and just go ahead and do everything, especially that first round. We don't charge anything, okay? So that's the whole idea when it comes to the Credit Repair Organizations Act, okay? You cannot do an upfront sign-up fee just to have them as your client. You cannot give fake promises, guarantees, and all that stuff. Because think about it. Why would you trust someone to guarantee they can remove something off of your credit and you haven't even enrolled with this person? You don't even know this company. They don't even know what's on your credit. How are they gonna promise to remove something if they haven't even seen it? Again, things are deleted if it's unverified, inaccurate, incomplete, or it's not responded to. So if none of that applies, I mean, yeah, 1 month is going to come back verified. You go again and come back verified. Third month, it can come off. Yeah, that's true, but you still don't want to guarantee that. I get people all the time, hey, Chris, you know, is this promise to get deleted? I'm going to say no. I don't know. I mean, we just can work the process. We can work for it, and let's just see what we can do. You know, there's no guarantee, man, no promises. You cannot promise something because the credit repair company isn't the one that's controlling these results. You send it to the credit bureaus, and the credit bureaus are the ones responsible for making the appropriate decision. So these laws are in place for credit repair companies to work safe and in compliance and doing the right thing, which protects the consumer from fraud. Now, people that are not following those laws, they're going to have some issues, okay? They can get fined, they can get in legal trouble, they can get shut down, whatever the case may be. Stay away from it, okay? You as a consumer, if you're looking for a credit repair company, my thing is, if they don't tell you these laws and stuff up front to educate you that they're a lawful company, then that may be a problem as well. If you look here on Sturgis Credit Repair website, right here on the home page, we follow all laws and rules in the Credit Repair Organizations Act and the Telemarketing Sales Rule Act, or sales rule that I'm going to talk about here in a second, along with we use the Fair Credit Reporting Act to challenge negative items on your credit report, okay? We're going to talk about all of that, okay? So that's the Credit Repair Organizations Act. No upfront fee just to get signed up. You have to provide a customer with an agreement. They have to read it and sign it. Once they sign it, they agree to your terms, your contract, your fees, your business, your process. They have to have a signed agreement in order to become a client. So upfront payment, agreement, no cancellation, time frames and all that nonsense. You can't tell a customer, oh, you can't cancel unless it's been 6 months. If they want to cancel, they can do so whenever they want. I believe I'm missing one. Oh, yeah, and no fake promises and guarantees because you don't control that. If you follow those few things, you will be safe, okay? Now, recently, a big credit repair software company was recently sued by the CFPB, which is Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, for violating the telemarketing sales rule, okay, which is known as TSR, okay. A lot of people are pretty much shocked with this lawsuit because the argument is, why is a credit repair software company, which only provides a CRM system for credit repair business owners, they're not in the credit repair space, they're just selling a software so credit repair companies can do their work. You know, it's how they attract their leads to the website. It's how they store their customers' information safely. It's how they process the work on a daily basis. Okay. Without a software or a CRM system, we're going to have to write customers' names down on like a notepad or something just so we can keep their information, you know, or keep their files. So it's 2024. Every business has a CRM system to store their customers' information. Okay. Now, there are some things I don't agree with, and there are some I do agree with. I don't believe they should have been held liable as far as a lawsuit against them because they're not a credit repair business. Now, the argument is this software company allowed business owners to violate the telemarketing sales rule, okay, instead of telling them that's a no-no versus, you know, just letting them do what they do and educating them and, you know, tell them, hey, that's not the right way to do that. Okay. So they kind of led these new credit repair companies into breaking the law, which is why they got in trouble. So I guess if you go after the big dog, all of these smaller puppies will just start feeling concerned and they're like, oh crap, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. So that's how that works. Okay. So this software company was sued, okay, and they made a big announcement about it. And the telemarketing sales rule states that, okay, this is weird and I'm going to break it down. It states that you cannot take phone calls or make outbound phone calls and upsell the customer and then charge advance fees. If you take any type of phone lead, okay, and you upsell them, okay, you must wait 6 months after the service is done, not 6 months as they're enrolled. You must finish their file, wait 6 months, and then attempt to get payment, okay? Attempt, not get payment, because this customer can have lost a job by then. They could have not be here anymore or whatever the case is. You know, you're never going to get in contact with a customer 6 months after you kind of, you know, told them they're no longer in the service or they no longer need the service. You worked on it for free. You paid for all this stamps or all this mailing and the stamps, postage, all these stuff, fees and stuff to get this customer's financial situation corrected or fixed. And you've done it for free and you spent money doing all of this stuff, time and money. And you have to do it for free until they're done and then wait 6 months. That's insane. No business would be in business. So again, there are some things I agree with and some things I don't agree with. Now, that law sounds very, very harsh on the credit repair industry and any other company that does telemarketing. Okay. Now I'm pretty sure years and decades ago when that law was placed and was targeted towards credit repair businesses, they were really upset at a lot of credit repair fake people or scams that were in the credit repair industry by bad people. Sadly, us good companies like Sturgis Credit Repair have to suffer for bad people that's out there because that law is in place to pretty much make it impossible for scams to make a living in the credit repair organization. You know, the whole organization, okay, or industry, my bad, credit repair industry. So big companies that has hundreds of clients or thousands of clients, it doesn't really affect them as much because they have so much clientele. That law is in place to shut down all of these smaller scams that's scamming one person a month or one person a week or whatever the case is. They're not really affecting the bigger companies, okay? So is credit repair a telemarketing company? It can be, but most aren't. Okay. When you hear telemarketing, it's telephone marketing. Okay. Mostly credit repair companies market online. Telemarketing is more as you, if you get like a list of phone numbers and you do all these cold calls, just like people go up knocking on your door. Okay. They're trying to sell you some type of pest control service or a roofing service or, these people that go in your neighborhood and they just go door to door to door knocking, door to door sales. Think of that and put it towards telephones. That's telemarketing. So I know for a fact, Sturgis Credit Repair, we have never used telemarketing in our marketing services. All of our stuff have been online. You direct the lead to your website and then they sign up from your website. You know, so I don't know why companies would telemarket. I don't know, but I know for a fact we haven't. But if you do telemarketing and you're calling these people and you're trying to sell them randomly some type of credit repair junk or whatever the case is, that's telemarketing. If you get that client to sign up, you have to work on their credit for free, okay? And then once they're done, you have to wait 6 months to collect payment. If you take payment before 6 months, that is known as a advance payment, which is illegal in the TSR, telemarketing sales rule. Now, do I agree with that? No. Can I deal with it? Sure. If that's a law, sure. Because like I said, we don't telemarket, therefore it doesn't affect me. Now, the issue that I have is the law states it includes inbound phone calls. So there's a lot of confusion in the credit repair industry right now, because inbound means if a customer go out of their way to call you. Okay, let's just say if a customer calls me and go, hey Chris, I see you own a credit repair company, how much are your fees, what you guys do, you know, what, how this stuff works. Now normally when it comes to me, I would agree with just giving that customer information and tell them have a nice day. Later on, if that customer thinks about it and they randomly go on the website and read something, and they decide to sign up on their own, not because of me, I just answered questions. You know, I think if I read the telemarketing sales rule correctly, that doesn't violate the rule because I have not upsold or upsell this customer anything. I didn't persuade them to sign up for the service. That's like if a family member calls me and say, hey Chris, you know, such and such say you started a credit repair business. I see you've been doing your thing. You're doing great. Your business is doing well. How that stuff work anyway? And I just tell them, I mean, I don't think that's violating anything. Now, if they call in and I force them to sign up right there on the spot and I take their payment over the phone, put the card on the phone and take payments before that time frame that's in that law, then yeah, I'm sure that's going to violate something because you're upselling them. You're making them sign up on the spot. Okay. And you know, you're doing all of this stuff over the phone. They haven't signed a contract or anything. It is what it is. Now, lately in the credit repair industry, I guess these software companies are pretty much making it to where if you violate the TSR, they are going to prevent you from using their softwares, which I don't disagree with that. Okay. So what they're doing now is making sure you direct the lead to your website, which you should be doing from the start. Is 2024. They go to your website, have some details on there, just like Sturgis Credit Repair. I have the laws that we must follow as a credit repair organization. Because yeah, can taking inbound phone calls hurt your business if you're not making a sale or closing the sale when the lead is on the phone with you? Yeah. But if you have a strong website like Sturgis Credit Repair that shows them that these are the laws we must follow, so right there the customer is trusting your business because you're following the law. Not only that, we have every possible question and answer on our FAQ page or credit repair details page. So the customer literally reads and answer all of these most commonly asked questions right there on the website and they sign up. Okay, that's how you should be doing things. Okay, so I'm not saying that you guys can't take inbound calls, but if you guys are not being careful with this, you can get in some serious trouble if you're upselling the client on the phone. Okay, so what most of these software companies are doing, they're just playing it safe, and they're not even allowing you to call some of these customers up front, or not up front, or take some of these calls up front and just talk to them about the service, because they just want to be, you know, out of any type of legal issues. Okay, so that's the thing, guys. You need to follow the Credit Repair Organizations Act. You need to follow the telemarketing sales rule. If you follow those two things alone, okay, treat people with respect, be honest, follow the law, you're going to do very well in the credit repair business. Okay, so that is my thoughts on things. I think the TSR new lawsuit against one of the biggest credit repair softwares out there really discouraged a lot of people, because they're like, oh man, we gotta take our phone numbers off the website and all this stuff. I mean, I'm sure you don't have to, but at the same time, you're gonna look a whole lot more in compliant if you don't have any way that the customer can say they got upsold over the phone and things like that. They just want you to be safe. Okay, I'm sure there's some ways around it. Again, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not telling you what to do, what you can't do, but I'm just giving you reasons why this is a safe way to do it. Because if you look here on sturgiscreditrepair.com, we don't have our website, we don't have our phone number anywhere on the website, because one, I don't want to be liable for any type of laws that may have been violated. Okay, I just do things and comply with the laws I'm required to follow. I wake up every day and do work. I provide good results for clients. I answer all of their questions, and I treat them with honest respect. You know, if I continue to do that, I'm going to continue growing in the credit repair business, and it's just what I like to do. So for any of y'all that are thinking about getting into the credit repair industry, or if you guys are new to this podcast channel, definitely subscribe, listen to more. I'm going to show you guys more of the credit repair process, how we function here at Sturgis Credit Repair. And for those who are just tuning in just for general information in regards to credit itself, there are going to be more credit educational episodes on this podcast channel. And that is all for this one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.